Amen, amen. We're truly grateful for the men's chorus. Amen. In this time of giving and receiving, let us be mindful of our reasonable service unto the Lord. We are grateful that the Lord has allowed us to come together one more time, allowed us to travel up and down dangerous highways and byways and rainy weather, but brought us back to this appointed place and this appointed time. And for that, we are grateful. We also want to give a special shout out to one of our own musicians, Brother Jordan Clark. Amen. He'll be a college student heading home for Christmas. And so we are grateful that he comes and shares with us. And we pray that the Lord allow him to go home and come back. Go home for a visit. Come here to stay. We do want to say that. And we do want to continue to lift up our own minister of music, Brother Moshe, and his family. Loss is coming to us all. But we can pray and strengthen one another in our times of sorrow. And so we do solicit your prayers on his behalf. This morning, we want to call your attention once again to Luke chapter 2. We've been looking at this passage of the story of the shepherds and the angels. And we want to look at it again this morning. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And this morning, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. By the inspiration of God, by the pen of Luke, these words are recorded. Luke 2 and 8. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flock of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped in snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story was astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. We read into your hearing Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. We would like to use as a subject this morning Christmas wisdom. Christmas wisdom. We've been doing a series of sermons about the shepherds and this passage because we look at them and try to learn from them how we can serve on this night shift. The times in which we live can be described as a night shift. Darkness so deep we can hardly see our way. the shadows are so large, cause us to be afraid. The lights and sounds are so different in this night season. And so we talked about 'twas the night. You have to know the difference between working the day shift and the night shift. On the day shift, you have a little more supervision. You have a lot more resources at your disposal. But on the night shift, there's a lot more freedom, a lot more independence. You have to make decisions for yourself on the night shift. And we find ourselves living in the night shift. It's night shift in our social order. Wars and rumors of wars, there's isms abound, we're frustrated, we're angry with our neighbors and our friends. It's night in our social order. It's night in our mental order. We have so much that can draw us closer and connect us, and yet we feel so alone. We have access to talk to family and friends around the world, but yet we feel all alone. It's night in our social order. It's night in our mental order, but it's also night in our spiritual order. It's a time where we want to hear a word from the Lord. It's a time where we're desperate to hear what thus says the Lord. What is God saying about this? What is God saying about that? Our prayer list keeps growing and growing. It is night in our spiritual order. And so we said that in this night, you have to learn how to be fearless but not foolish. You got to learn how to be brave and courageous, even in times such as these. Times when being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost ain't popular anymore. Trying to live a life of Christ, people see you as a mark. They will see you as someone to take advantage, but yet we have to be fearless in this time, but not foolish. We looked at the shepherds. They were not afraid of the wolves. They were not afraid of the shadows. They were not afraid of the night. But when the angel showed up, they were terrified. And when the Lord shows up, you ought to be terrified. You ought to be scared. Something ought to happen. We said that a fool is not afraid of anything. A fool ain't afraid of dropping out of school. A fool ain't afraid of losing a job. A fool ain't afraid even if God shows up. But yet the shepherds were fearless, but not foolish. Today we want to look at their wisdom. There's a certain wisdom to these shepherds. I'm mindful of a song I heard when I was growing up. It really helped me to understand wisdom. I apologize. It was a gambler song. Kenny Rogers sings this song called The Gambler. So please forgive me. I'm not condoning gambling. But it did teach me about wisdom from the song. He said, you got to know when to hold them. Okay. Somebody else went to the Kenny Rogers School of Wisdom. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away. You got to know when to run. You never count your money while you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. That's wisdom. That's wisdom to know when to hold them, when to fold them. See, we live in a time where there's so much information that people are confusing information with wisdom. We know, we can Google just about anything, but we still don't know when to use it. We can Google any subject. We can ask AI to address anything of our concern. But yet AI does not have wisdom. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom is knowing when to keep your mouth shut. Wisdom is to know when to open your mouth and say something. wisdom is knowing when to spend and when to save. And we see in this text that the shepherds had a certain wisdom. They had a Christmas wisdom. First, they were smart. They were smart. Once the angel appeared unto them and expressed to them that the child was being born in Bethlehem, the first thing they say is, let's go and see this thing. That's smart. That's smart. They wanted to research it. They wanted to investigate it. They wanted to go and see what the angel had told them. Note with me, if you will, the angel never told them to go to Bethlehem. He just simply said that the child and the son is in Bethlehem. They, when you're working the night shift, you can't wait on all of the directions. You can't wait on all of the commands. You got to take some initiatives on the night shift. They went to go and see. They were smart. They went to go investigate. They was of the breed of Thomas. They wanted to find out for themselves. Too often we live in a time now where we got a wait and see crowd. Everybody want to wait and see what everybody else is going to do. We want to wait and see how the economy going to turn out. We're going to wait and see how the government going to work out. But here, these shepherds had a go and see mentality. And brothers and sisters, we need more to go and see. Go and see the Ebenezer Child Development Center. And go and see our Bible study. Go and see our Christian education department. Go and see for yourself. They were smart. They were smart. They went to go and see for themselves. They discussed it among themselves. Let us go and see. What I like about these shepherds was that they were smart. They were smart. They wanted to go and see, but they were not stubborn. See, there's a difference between being smart and being stubborn. See, some people are stubborn. And I call stubborn people 10 o'clock because they remind me of a broke clock. Stubborn people is like a broke clock stuck at 10 o'clock. No matter what time you ask them what time it is, it's the same answer every time. It's 10 o'clock. All their ideas center around 10 o'clock. When should I eat breakfast? Before 10 o'clock. When should I go to bed? After 10 o'clock. When should you look at the news? All their ideas. But you got to listen to these stubborn, broke clocks because they write twice a day. So you can't totally ignore them because they're right twice a day. But the problem with the stubborn is because they write twice a day, they think we ought to listen to them all day. They'll bring up the 10 o'clock deal. Well, as soon as you decide on something different, I bet it's a 10 o'clock year to think church ought to start at 10 o'clock. They still bringing it up. Every time they get a chance, they bring it up. Why we start at 10:30? We ought to start at 10 o'clock. Don't confuse being stuck. I was trying to, you know, my daughter graduated on yesterday. And she... And like most college graduates, she knows everything all of a sudden. You know? And so I wanted to slow her down for a second and tell her a secret or tell her something from my college experience. And I said, baby, when I graduated from college, everything I learned in college was already obsolete. By the time I got to the workforce, everything they taught me about management was already obsolete. But I had developed a skill of learning. I could learn. I could learn quick. I could learn fast. I could see what other people were doing so I don't make the same mistake. All of those skills I learned in school. So what you learn in school is not the information. What you learn is how to think. And that's the difference. These shepherds, they were thinkers. They thought, let us go and see this thing. They wasn't stubborn. They wasn't stuck on where it was last night. Well, last night we didn't go into Bethlehem. Why should we go on this night? Well, last night the baby wasn't born in Bethlehem. That's why we go on this time. They were smart, but not stubborn. And then note with me, if you will, that first they went to go and research the word. They went and they received the word, and then they went to go research the word, and then they go and share the word. Nobody is looking from the testimony of shepherds. No one come looking for shepherds to hear a revelation from God, but God gave the revelation to the shepherds. And the shepherds went and told everyone that the saying concerning the child. They went and shared with everyone. They went and told them what they have seen and heard. Now brothers and sisters, can I have a quick Easter moment, Easter in December moment? We had Christmas in June. Can we have a brief Easter moment in December? There's them. We don't get the names of these shepherds. All we're told is that the angel appeared and spoke unto them. We don't know how many. We just know it's them. It's a group of shepherds. And I want to be in that group of them. My Easter speech is about a them that I don't want to be in. Jesus' first statement from the cross, his first cry from the cross was, Father, forgive them. I don't want to be a part of them. Why you don't want that prayer, Robson? Why you don't want God to forgive you for that? Listen what he says. Because they know not what they do. Father, forgive them because they're ignorant. And see, my parents paid too much, sent me too many private schools, had too many tutors for me to be numbered with them. We need to be numbered with the right them. And I want to be numbered with this them. I want to be numbered with the shepherds. They went and searched out the word. Once they heard the word, they were willing to tell other people. What courage, what wisdom these shepherds can share with us in this Christmas season. They went and told them concerning the child. Even Mary kept all these things in her heart. Mary kept them in her heart, pondered them in her heart, but the shepherds was telling the story. They didn't care about the danger. They didn't care who they was offending. They wasn't caring about the tradition. They were telling everyone that the child was born. But after they witnessed, after they worked, the last thing I like about these shepherds is close with them worshiping. See, too often we want to worship before we work. We think worshiping is the work. No, we come here to get refueled so that we can go back out into the field. When I was in the workforce on Friday, I come dragging in. All my coworkers would always be happy on Friday and come dragging in on Mondays. And so the Lord kept pricking my heart to be a witness, and I kept slowing. I'm going to talk to these people like that. And so what I decided to do was on Friday, I'm going to come in all gloomy, but then on Monday, I'm going to come in all excited. And what happened was on Monday, they'll come in and ask me, how was your weekend? And boy, I love telling them a full sermon. I'll give them every bit of it. How am I? Because on Monday, I was full. I just left worship on Sunday. Monday was my best day. I had a witness. I had a story to tell. I knew what God has done. I love Mondays. I'll go look for somebody to ask me, how was your weekend? My weekend was wonderful. They end with worship. They end with praise and giving God the glory for all the things that they have heard and seen as it was told unto them. What a beautiful picture for you and I. a picture of work and a picture of worship. And in the day and time in which we live, people still need to see the church in worship. Still see the church giving God the praise. Regardless of the troubles, regardless of the darkness, regardless of the times in which we live, God is still worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be glorified. His name should be magnified. Merry Christmas to one and all. God bless you today. At this time, we want to extend the invitation to Christian discipleship as the ushers and the deacons and the greeters come. We want you to know that this is your time. You can choose Christ. And if you have a relationship but you don't have a church home, we invite you to Ebenezer's. Wonderful place to go to heaven from. Come walk with us, share with us the journey. Will you come? Will you come? To extend, it was yours to accept or reject. We pray that the Lord will have mercy on your soul.